This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized the role of young people in protecting elderly from digital scams and assisting them in navigating the digital world. Addressing the nation in his 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest under law. Stressing that the elderly are most prone to cyber crimes, Mr. Modi said it is everyone's responsibility to guide them in understanding digital technology and its risks. The Prime Minister urged youth from non-political background to join politics. He announced that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be run in the country to connect 1 lakh such young people to politics. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in January next year, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held in Delhi. On the occasion of National Cadet Corps NCC Day today, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the enrollment of girl cadets in NCC has risen to almost 40% from 25%. The Prime Minister said that efforts are being undertaken continuously to strengthen NCC in the country. Recalling his recent visits abroad, Prime Minister Modi said the Indian diaspora is helping preserve and promote Indian culture. He urged people to be on the lookout for such stories of how Indian immigrants made their mark in different countries. He said people can share these stories on the Namo app or on MyGov with hashtag Indian Diaspora Stories. Touching upon his pet theme of cleanliness, Mr. Modi said that the special Swachhata Abhiyan has brought amazing results in government departments and freed up a lot of space in offices. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the parliament beginning tomorrow. Talking to reporters after the all-party meeting convened by the government in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In Maharashtra, activities for the government formation is gradually picking up pace after the Mahayuti coalition comprising BJP, Shiv Sena and the NCP registered a landslide victory in assembly elections. A meeting of Nationalist Congress party leaders was held at the residence of party chief Ajit Pawar. BJP Maharashtra chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also chaired a meeting in Mumbai with party leaders. Shiv Sena Legislative Party will also hold a meeting later in the day. In Jharkhand, the meeting of newly elected MLAs of India Bloc is underway in Ranchi today to elect their leader at JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren's residence. Newly elected legislators of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML are attending the meeting. In 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Rome today on a 3-day visit to Italy. He will travel to Italian town of Fiuggi to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Purba 2024 program in New Delhi today. He'll also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Purba is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, the results of Creative Minds of Tomorrow, CMOT, were announced today. The film Gullu by Team Green won the Best Film Award, which also got the team a cash reward of 5 lakh rupees. Bhutanese Prime Minister Tsering Tobgay will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day visit to India. He will take part in a program in Delhi tomorrow and will depart on Tuesday afternoon. In cricket, India have set a target of 534 runs against hosts Australia on day 3 of the opening test of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth today. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in the brief spell to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.